Hi, a lot of things have happened today, and yes, I'm glad to finally be able to sit down and record this. I've had some problems with sound quality and background noises and things, and just really grateful to finally be at the point where I can get started. Today I was listening to a sermon by Pastor Justin Ndoro. And he said that we need to rebuild ourselves before we can rebuild the church and then the community. He was talking about how Nehemiah came back to Jerusalem to rebuild the walls and how important it is that the church be rebuilt first so that we can all rebuild the community. But before we can rebuild the community or the church, we also have to have ourselves at a point where we are rebuilt and ready for it. I'd like to ask you a question today. I'm going to ask myself this, and you're welcome to ask yourself the same question. Do I love God today the way I did when He was my first love? Wow. As time goes by, sometimes it seems as if we drift so far away from God because life gets in the way, and it's like you get up in the morning, you go to work, you come home, you go to sleep, you get up in the morning, you go to work, you come home. The next question is, what are my hopes and dreams? Such a powerful question. God is a God of the impossible. Do we trust Him for the impossible, though? Do we ask Him for the impossible? Ephesians 3 and verse 20 says, now to Him who is able to do far more than all we ask or think. The NIV says, ask or imagine. How big is your imagination? Let us ask God for big things. The relationships that He wants for us. Do you want a spouse? Do you need good friends? Let's ask God to add these people to our lives and to prepare us so that when they arrive, that we are ready for them. These people might already be known to us, but we've been bad friends, or we did not recognize them. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. The assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Faith can move mountains, but not without hope. Do we pray for big things or for little things? Do we battle to trust God to provide us with food and clothing? If we read Matthew chapter 6 verse 25 to 34, we see how Jesus is talking about trusting God for the everyday things that we need. And that even the plants in the valley, the flowers in the fields are clothed, and how the birds that don't sow or reap or have bank accounts or able to order food online, how they have food every day. We could trust God for big things. For a poor person, food and clothing are big things, but God wants us to trust Him for much bigger things than the earthly things that we need every day. There is more to life than food and clothing. Getting back to imagination and dreams, Matthew chapter 13 verses 1 to 9 tells us the parable of the sower. In most of these cases, the seed does not grow and flourish. But why is this? Dreams are fragile. Dreams will be challenged and face opposition. Proverbs 13 verse 12 says that hope deferred makes the heart sick. We cannot live without hope. We can be alive, but we won't truly be alive without hope. Jesus is our hope. Colossians 1 verse 27 says, God did this because he wanted you Gentiles to understand his wonderful and glorious mystery. And the mystery is that Christ lives in you, and he is your hope of sharing in God's glory. We've been enduring lockdown, and so much has happened. So many are depressed, have lost hope. So many young people don't even finish school or study further. Because what is the point? When David saw Goliath, his response was very different from the soldiers and even King Saul. They all thought the situation was hopeless. 1 Samuel 17 verse 37, the Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine. Wow. We need to remind ourselves of God's promises and goodness during difficult times. Protect your dreams because they are fragile. But what if you don't have dreams? Be it that you've stopped dreaming or that you've never had a dream. Pray. Why? Because God has a dream for your life. Even if you have lost hope, God has not given up on you. Ephesians 2 and verse 10 says, God planned for us to do good things and to live as he has always wanted us to live. That's why he sent Christ to make us what we are. When I was a teenager, God spoke to someone and told them to tell me that my name is Barnabas. What a strange sounding name. It means someone who brings encouragement. Do you know that I've battled depression and discouragement on a serious level? Someone who has a difficult time handling stress and gets discouraged. God's dream for me is to encourage others. The point is not me or my struggles, but that God is so much bigger than we think. He's so much more than our needs and even our fears. When we take our eyes off him, then we begin to sink like Peter. Matthew 14 and verse 30 says, but when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Lord, I don't feel like I can do this. I don't feel like I'm the best example for others. I've made mistakes. At times I felt lost or like giving up myself. I don't feel proud about this. Philippians 1 and verse 6 says, God is the one who began this good work in you. And I'm certain that he won't stop before it is complete on the day Christ Jesus returns. A work in progress. This gives me hope. Because I'm on a journey with God, I've not arrived yet. God is working. Nowhere does God expect me to be perfect in my own strength and abilities. Now, John chapter 15 is an amazing portion of Scripture. Jesus tells us that we need to be connected to him if we want to bear fruit. That is, if we want to attain success. A light bulb that is not connected to electricity is useless. It can have the ability to light up a room, but cannot achieve that until it is connected. One of the ways that we connect with God is through prayer. Jesus prayed often, and he is our example in this also. As a side note, there are different kinds of prayer. It's so much more than us giving God a shopping list or a to-do list. Prayer is us talking to God and expecting him to answer. It is making time to listen to him also. I hope that you've enjoyed this. Just a quick recap on the Bible verses mentioned was Ephesians 3 and verse 20, Hebrews 11 and verse 1, Matthew 6, 25 to 34, Matthew 13, 1 to 9, Proverbs 13, 12, Colossians 1, 27, 1 Samuel 17, 37, Ephesians 2, verse 10. Matthew 14:30, Philippians 1:6, and John chapter 15. I'm going to make a download of these just to make it easier to find them. But these are verses that we should read often and remind ourselves that we have a hope. That hope is not in ourselves, it's not in our finances, it's not in our relationships. It's not in our strength or our abilities, but our hope is in Jesus. Our hope is that in being connected with Him, we can every day grow in our relationship with God. A relationship that gives us hope and sustains us, even when things are going wrong, such as the pandemic we're facing, the economy that's bad, the fact that so many people have just given up and daily commit suicide and just give up on living. Times are not easy, but God has not forgotten us. We need to remind ourselves, like David did, what God has done for us. We need to speak His will over our lives. We need to carry on dreaming. We need to carry on hoping. And we need to carry on trusting. What is your dream for your life? What are you holding on to? Are you protecting that dream? Or have you stopped protecting it? Stopped nurturing it? Do you still care for it and look after it? Such an important question. God bless. You can find us online at www.encmedia.co.za. Or search for Encouragement Media on Facebook. Send us an email to info@encmedia.co.za. Thank you.